Thanks for listening to today's episode of Journey Now. Join us for our virtual Sunday gatherings at 10 a.m. on Facebook Live, YouTube Live, or through our website at journeytn.com/livestream.
Good morning. Welcome to the Journey Now podcast. I am Kevin Dixon. I'm one of the pastors here at Journey Church. And this past weekend, I spoke on Acts chapter 9. This passage speaks to a life-altering experience for Saul, who later becomes known as Paul, the Apostle Paul. Saul has an encounter with Jesus on the road to Damascus, where Saul is literally blinded by a bright light and knocked off his horse. Well, this got me wondering and curious and thinking about some of those life-altering experiences I have had with Jesus. In college, I memorized a lot of verses because I was part of a ministry called the Navigators. And I memorized 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. It says this, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone, the new is here." This verse helped me understand it. It was huge for me that I had a new identity in Christ, that something fundamentally changed in me. I became a new creation. I changed from being lost to being found. I was no longer that person wandering in the wilderness. I changed from being spiritually dead to being alive. I changed from being an orphan to being adopted. It was a shift in how I saw myself in relationship with God. It changed my outlook on life, but it was incomplete. I memorized that verse in a myopic way. It is much bigger than my understanding of it was, and I had taken it and made it just about me, which sometimes we just do. It really helps the context of this verse if you read the verse before it. This was called to my attention when I was in seminary years later. Another student who happened to be from Korea made a cultural observation and a really good point about interpreting scripture in context. As the class was discussing verse 17, he said, "This doesn't make sense if it is just for the individual. In Korean culture," and then he said, "in probably most Eastern cultures, this would be read differently. Yes, individuals live in the kingdom of God, but how we see others in the kingdom is what Paul is driving at here. Let me read this verse with verse 16. So 2 Corinthians 5, 16 and 17 says, "So from now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view. Though we once regarded Christ in this way, we do so no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old is gone, the new is here." When you just add verse 16, you hear this in light of the world. This was such a Jesus moment for me. It was the scales dropped from my eyes. A person from a different part of the world helped a group of individualistic thinkers get a different perspective on identity in Christ. The shift moved me from a place of reading the Bible through a lens that it was all about me and my relationship with God to this is about so much more, and how a community of people make up the kingdom of God. We no longer see people from a worldly point of view. We actually see all people through the eyes of Jesus. People are no longer seen as obstacles or problems, but they are seen as valued, loved, and worthy of sacrifice. I know this is an obvious statement, but this brings it into such clarity. How I treat people is a direct reflection on how I understand who they are in Jesus. Or in God. If God values them, shouldn't I? The shift was to see how things that are true of me are true of others. What makes me valuable makes them valuable. We live in a culture that devalues humans because we see them through the eyes of the world or a myriad of prejudices. We value humans based on their productivity, their education, their appearance. The world looks on the outside and determines value by assumptions. I would love to tell you I never do this anymore, but that would be a lie. I find myself at times wondering the value of someone when they don't meet my expectations. And this is the sin of comparison. Of course, I compare people to myself, so I make myself the standard, which is really dangerous to do, for there are people that are much more productive than myself, which leads me to self-loathing, and there are those that are less productive than me, which leads me to pride. Both ends of that spectrum are not good. I find myself in the need of this truth in these verses. My self-worth is determined by Jesus. So is everyone else's self-worth. This is the truth that knocked me off my horse. I was blinded by a worldly way to see people. Join me in reflecting on 2 Corinthians 5:16 and 17 this week. So from now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view. Though we once regarded Christ in this way, we do so no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old is gone, the new is here. It changes our view of the world and people.
Thanks for listening. If you've enjoyed these episodes, please consider helping us continue to produce them with a financial gift. Go to journeytn.com/give to learn more.